Some offers on this page are from advertisers who pay us, which may affect which products we write about, but not our recommendations. See our advertiser disclosure. According to rates from the Zillow Lender Marketplace, current purchase mortgage rates are higher than refinance rates as of Monday, August 31, 2026. Today, the 30-year fixed purchase rate is 6.55%, 4 basis points higher than the current refinance rate. The 15-year fixed purchase rate of 5.91% is 2 basis points higher than the 15-year refi rate. The 5/1-ARM purchase rate of 6.26% is 7 basis points higher than the 5/1 refi rate. Read more. Weekly survey of mortgage lenders with the lowest rates. Holding firm in the mid-sixes. Today's mortgage rates. Here are the current mortgage rates today, Monday, August 31, 2026, according to the latest Zillow data. 30-year fixed, 6.55%. 20-year fixed, 6.46%. 15-year fixed, 5.91%. 5/1-ARM, 6.26%. 7/1-ARM, 6.11%. 30-year VA, 6.11%. 15-year VA, 5.91%. 5/1 VA, 6.02%. Remember, these are the national averages and are rounded to the nearest hundredth. Today's mortgage refinance rates. These are today's mortgage refinance rates, Monday, August 31, 2026, according to the latest Zillow data. 30-year fixed, 6.51%. 20-year fixed, 6.48%. 15-year fixed, 5.89%. 5/1-ARM, 6.19%. 7/1-ARM, 6.41%. 30-year VA, 6.07%. 15-year VA, 5.58%. 5/1 VA, 5.58%. Again, the numbers provided are national averages rounded to the nearest hundredth. Mortgage refinance rates are often higher than rates when you buy a house, although that's not always the case. Learn more. See the best mortgage refinance lenders right now. Mortgage payment calculator. You can use the free Yahoo Finance mortgage calculator below to play around with how different terms and rates will affect your monthly payment. Our calculator considers factors like property taxes and homeowners insurance when estimating your monthly mortgage payment. This gives you a better idea of your total monthly payment than if you just looked at mortgage principal and interest. You can bookmark the Yahoo Finance mortgage payment calculator and keep it handy for future use as you shop for homes and the best mortgage lenders. 30-year mortgage rates today. Today's average 30-year purchase mortgage rate is 6.55%. A 30-year term is the most popular type of mortgage because by spreading out your payments over 360 months, your monthly payment is relatively low. If you had a $300,000 mortgage with a 30-year term and a 6.7% rate, for example, your monthly payment toward the principal and interest would be about $1,935.04, and you'd pay $396,614 in interest over the life of the loan. For reference, the calculation, at 6.7% over 360 months on $300,000, the monthly principal and interest payment comes out to $1,935.04. Total payments over the loan term are about $696,614, and total interest is about $396,614. $15 year mortgage rates today. The average 15-year purchase mortgage rate is 5.91% today. Several factors must be considered when deciding between a 15-year and 30-year mortgage. A 15-year mortgage comes with a lower interest rate than a 30-year term. This is great in the long run because you'll pay off your loan 15 years sooner, and that's 15 fewer years for interest to compound. However, your monthly payments will be higher because you're squeezing the same debt payoff into half the time. If you get that same $300,000 mortgage with a 15-year term and a 6.04% rate, for example, your monthly payment would jump to $2,537.41. But you'd only pay $156,734 in interest over the life of the loan. That's a sizable savings compared to the 30-year mortgage. Learn more. How much house can I afford? Use our home affordability calculator. Adjustable mortgage rates. With an adjustable rate mortgage, your rate is locked in for a set period and then adjusts periodically. For example, with a 5/1 ARM, your rate stays the same for the first 5 years, then changes every year. Adjustable rates usually start lower than fixed rates, but you run the risk that your rate will go up once the introductory rate lock period is over. But an ARM could be a good fit if you plan to sell the home before your rate lock period ends. That way, you pay a lower rate without worrying about it rising later. Lately, ARM rates have occasionally been similar to or higher than fixed rates. Before dedicating yourself to a fixed or adjustable mortgage rate, be sure to shop around for the best lenders and rates. Some will offer more competitive adjustable rates than others. How to get a low mortgage rate? Mortgage lenders typically offer the lowest mortgage rates to people with higher down payments, excellent credit scores, and low debt-to-income ratios. So if you want a lower rate, try saving more, improving your credit score, or paying down some debt before you start shopping for homes. You can also buy down your interest rate permanently by paying for discount points at closing. A temporary interest rate buydown is also an option. For example, maybe you get a 6.25% rate with a 2-1 buydown. Your rate would start at 4.25% for year one, increase to 5.25% for year two, then settle in at 6.25% for the remainder of your term. Just consider whether these buydowns are worth the extra money at closing. Ask yourself if you'll stay in the home long enough that the amount you save with a lower rate offsets the cost of buying down your rate before making your decision. Mortgage rates today. FAQs. What are interest rates today? Today, the 30-year fixed purchase rate is 6.55%, 4 basis points higher than the current refinance rate. The 15-year fixed purchase rate of 5.91% is 2 basis points higher than the 15-year refi rate. The 5/1 ARM purchase rate of 6.26% is 7 basis points higher than the 5/1 refi rate. What is a normal mortgage rate right now? A normal mortgage rate on a 30-year fixed loan is 6.55%. However, keep in mind that it's the national average based on Zillow data. Zillow's rates are usually slightly different than those reported by Freddie Mac and elsewhere. Each source compiles rates using different methods and reports them for different time frames. Zillow obtains rates from its lender marketplace and reports them daily, while Freddie Mac pulls information from loan applications submitted to its underwriting system, which are averaged for the week. The average mortgage rate might be higher or lower depending on where you live in the U.S., and of course, your credit score. Will mortgage rates fall? According to the latest forecasts, the MBA expects the 30-year mortgage rate to average between 6.6% and 6.7% through the rest of 2026. Fannie Mae predicts a 30-year rate between 6.7% and 6.8% through the end of the year.